St. Louis Cardinals.
In 12 hours, seven Republicans take the spotlight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's how many will be on stage at the Reagan Library for the second presidential debate.
The aircraft President Reagan used as Air Force One will hang above the candidates' heads.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Simi Valley, California.
There is one less podium than there was at the first debate. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson failed to qualify. And like the first round, the front runner in the GOP primary, former President Trump, is declining to take part.
Trump being a no-show again bothers Chris Christie.
It's a missed opportunity for him, but most importantly, it shows disrespect to Republican Party voters.
The debate will be on Fox Business TV and on Fox News Radio. We'll provide special live coverage beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern, foxnewsradio.com. The former president's calling a judge's ruling he's liable for fraud related to the Trump Organization in New York, a politically motivated witch hunt, just like the criminal cases he faces.
Judge Arthur Engoron's decision came in the civil lawsuit against the former president filed by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She claims banks and insurers were not given true valuations of Trump properties and holdings.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. In skipping tonight's debate, the former president will go to Michigan to meet with striking auto workers the day after President Biden joined picketers there.
Wall Street didn't build the country. The middle class built the country.
As House Republicans consider impeaching the president over alleged ties to his son Hunter's overseas business dealings, Oversight Committee Chair James Comer tells Fox they have bank records showing wire transfers in 2019.
Hunter Biden received from the Chinese national, the beneficiary address listed was Joe Biden's home address.
The president has said in the past this sending money from China, and he's not involved in those businesses. North Korea says it'll kick the American soldier who fled there in July out of the country. Travis King crossed the border to avoid being sent back to the U.S. for army discipline after being jailed for assault charges in South Korea. America's listening to Fox News.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife Nadine have arrived at a courthouse in New York City where they'll be arraigned this morning on corruption charges.
Prosecutors allege he took part in a bribery scheme that benefited three New Jersey businessmen and the government of Egypt. Menendez has so far refused to step down and says he will be exonerated, but did step down from his position as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. This comes as the list of Democrats calling on Menendez to resign continues to grow. That includes fellow New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, who joins over a dozen senators. New Jersey Congressman Andy Kim has said he will primary the longtime senator. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
More than a dozen teenagers could face numerous charges after being arrested in Philadelphia, where there's been a looting spree, ransacking and stealing from multiple stores, including Apple and Lululemon.
There was possibly a caravan of a number of different vehicles that were going from location to location.
Interim Police Commissioner John Stanford says it's unrelated to the protests over a judge's ruling yesterday that dropped murder and other charges against a Philadelphia police officer who was fired after shooting and killing a driver during a traffic stop last month. Speaking of retail theft, Target is going to close 9 stores.
The retailer will be closing locations in New York, San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland, saying its business had been hurt and the safety of its employees and customers were in jeopardy. Target describing the decision as difficult. In recent months, Target has been vocal about organized retail crime, where a large amount of merchandise is stolen with the aim of it being sold on the black market.
It's Fox's Hillary Barsky. And Wall Street stock futures are rising, rebounding from yesterday's big sell-off. An astronaut is back on Earth. Frank Rubin returned this morning after setting an American record 371 days in space. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A Mohammed man facing multiple charges after Farmer City and Illinois State Police said he led officers on a chase stretching from Farmer City to Champaign on Interstate 74. 29-year-old Cody Davis and his female passenger then crashed into the median cable barrier, coming to a stop. Both taken into custody, then on to the hospitals. Federal government could soon be headed for a shutdown unless Democrats and Republicans can reach an agreement prior to a looming deadline. A continuing resolution to fund the government would need to be passed by midnight October 1st, or else it could trigger a shutdown of key government services. The Champaign County Sheriff's Office investigating after deputies see a man approaching two young children in a St. Joseph backyard. Police say the incident, as they called it, happened Friday afternoon at Cedar Drive and East Warren Street. The children involved were 9 and 4 years old. Police are investigating. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Jim Miller, all right, ESPN 93.5, County Clerk Aaron Ammon standing by. Our weather meteorologist Greg Saulier, I see a little blue, like rainish, toward the west. What you seeing on your maps there, fella?
Yeah, beginning to see a couple little breakouts, some darkening clouds and some shower and thunderstorm activity that kind of sat over Bureau County, parts of north central Illinois, much of the overnight hours. So there's some ongoing flooding and flood warnings in that particular part of north central Illinois. Seeing a little development now into Livingston County, western Will and Kankakee counties, and a little slip into the northern reaches of Peoria. So wouldn't be surprised that upper air circulation, the main low itself, is continuing its augering to the east and southeast. So we'd be surprised, but continue to see some building clouds and a couple of showers, thunderstorms breaking out as the morning progresses into the afternoon. Should get to the east and south of this weather system, at least its circulation, and a big warm, almost summery ridge of high pressure below will generate just that, some late summer-like warmth around here for the weekend, probably the better part of next week, too. Out the door this morning, 61 at Willett and Savoy, down at Tuscola and Pasotum as well, 63 at Danville, 60 at Paxton, 61 blooming to normal, up to 74 today. So typical day's worth of temperatures for a September 27. Again, a couple of showers, thunderstorms developing over parts of the year. Some of these will be slow moving and capable of a couple of downpours as well as the late morning and afternoon wears on in parts of the area. Some of the stuff will linger early on tonight. Patchy fog late down to 59. Tomorrow, a little foggy dew to start off the day. Some low clouds. Then some puffed up fair weather clouds and some sunshine for the midday and afternoon tomorrow at 75. Warm up begins on Friday. The high near 80 with light winds, some morning fog, and then mostly sunny skies. Gorgeous here and there. There being at West Lafayette Saturday. Kickoff temperature, man, somewhere between 75 and 80 later in the day, and Sunday as well into the lower 80s. We climb with sunshine continuing into Tuesday and Monday as well. Maybe a stray shower the second half of next week. High temperature still within shouting distance of 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Saulier.
This is what you play on Weft, isn't it, Aaron?
That's right. That's right. How you doing?
Stevie Wonder's got it going.
I know it.
Fan forever. And he had Little Stevie in his 60s, right? Little
That's
Stevie
right.
Wonder had those great early songs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, good to have Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons in the house. You're a big Illini guy, aren't you?
Absolutely.
So you follow the teams? And
you know, for the most part, I do. I won't say that I'm a diehard fan, but I certainly pay attention to what's going on with, especially the basketball and football. Basketball more so.
Okay, so you do radio. I do radio.
Yeah, but you got it down pat, man. You got this voice going on and everything that just seems to come through.
I don't know, man. I look at
he has been out in a while. I'll
okay,
give him that.
Fine. Whatever. Eight presidents. Whatever.
That's right.
That's a long time, man. Anyway, I look in the mirror and say, what the heck? I had the best afro in the county.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
All the ladies, including African-American ladies, put their fingers in my hair.
Is that right?
It was bigger than the picture you handed in grade school. My hair was outside the frame.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of
here.
I'm
Michael Jackson. I was way better. That's way better.
And see, when he went to Unity and he was in the basketball picture, he was kneeling down, but you couldn't see the number of the guy behind him.
David Bales wore number 31, for those wondering, because I blocked his jersey. I was kneeling.
That's right.
All right, Aaron. I want to know why you called me out on Penny for your thoughts. I called you out. I said you can't get on my show. I said, when
oh
did
yeah,
I, ever...
that, I think that was the only way to get on there, Stevie. I guess I had to
when
call
did
you
I
out.
Ever turn you down?
No, man, I don't know. I think we were trying to get in. And,
well, you're always. I mean, we've had you on 3 or 4 times, never in person. Have you ever been in a studio with a Persian rug?
No, right. No, that's pretty
not
nice.
This downtown.
Okay, so let's get right to tough.
Let's get
right to the tough thing. You called a cybersecurity breach last year. Why did you? Was it too early to call that? And did it happen, or what happened with that?
Yeah, so the cybersecurity is a big issue for us, period, right? So when I saw something that wasn't adding up, I probably should have called STIC and some other entities first.
Who's
to make
STIC?
Sure. So the statewide terrorism information center, and get some further details. But the way things were looking, I thought there was something going on. I would say that I jumped the gun on that one. I should have did something a little bit different.
Okay, so, I mean, but you think something was wrong, so you did that. So next time you probably say I'm going to call STIC first.
Yeah,
right?
I'll be reaching out
all
to some other
that's
folks.
That's cool. All right,
yeah,
good.
For sure.
Okay, so, you know, you and I, and we've talked on phone many times about stuff that we disagree on, and many of these out of your purview. I mean, this state of Illinois stuff.
Sure.
Some of the things I believe in voter ID.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a good idea?
So, Stevie, I don't know why we go through this over and over again about the IDs. Are you talking about IDs to register? Or are you talking about IDs to come in and vote?
I just want to know who we are. That's
right.
All.
So if you're registering, you're using ID to register. So this is not a
You do
a big
need
deal.
An ID to register.
Yeah, you need an ID to register.
Then why wouldn't you need it to show?
Because once we have your signature and we have your address, that's how in the state of Illinois, that's how we do it. Right. So now if you want to get into a statutory conversation
changes, Springfield's got
to
do that.
Yeah, those
right?
are
okay,
some things
right.
that would have to change take place in Springfield, because the law is the law, and my job is to operate based upon the law. And so the big thing that's been happening, of course, is the vote by mail, where there's a lot of conversation about whether or not vote by mail is safe and secure, or whether it's new or not. So first of all, it's not new. I think for you and your listeners to understand that soldiers have been voting by mail since the Civil War.
I guess it's the difference between absentee. Is that be absentee
so,
then?
So there is no difference in Illinois between absentee and vote by mail,
okay.
Right? So because that was the terminology early on, was the term that was used was absentee.
Okay.
That has been off the books for a decade. Even when Gordy was in office, we didn't have absentee. So people can sign up to vote by mail, have been able to do so for a long time. So there's no difference in Illinois between absentee and vote by mail. It is the exact same thing.
And so what would I do? I'd call your office. What's the process in voting
by mail? So it depends if you want to. Like right now, we've just sent out a big postcard mailing to every registered voter in Champaign County. It's called part of our maintenance for us to clean up our rolls to make sure that people.
Is purging? Do you purge?
We don't use the term purge,
but that's what it is.
Well, you can call it that if
okay.
you want
all right,
to.
But that it's going through the people that have died, because you issue death certificates and birth certificates. You do all that.
Absolutely,
now. It's
so
a one job thing.
Sure,
okay.
Yeah, so we try to make sure the rolls are cleaned up. So right now, people can sign up for the vote by mail list by using the QR code that's on that postcard that you're going to receive in the mail. You can mail us a paper application, or you can come inside and fill out the application.
But how do you know it's Stevie J? How do you know it's me?
In which capacity?
If I'm trying to register for vote by mail and I just mail it back, mm-hmm. how do you know it's me?
Well, so you're going to have to put your address, phone number,
yep.
last four of your Social Security number. And so the process of registering, once you've registered to vote, then you are open to sign up on the vote by mail list. So if we've gone through the registration and used those same things, your name, address, last four, or your state ID numbers, and you signed using your signature, then that's how we're going to verify that it's you. So that process is already set. As long as you're an active registered voter, we're going to be able to get that. Once you complete that process mm-hmm. of being a registered voter, then you are qualified to sign up for the vote by mail list.
And then you'll mail me a ballot?
Absolutely. So right now we have over 16,000 people on our permanent vote by mail list.
Mm.
That means that they don't have to request each election. We simply mail them the ballot to the address that they have put. They're a registered voter, active registered voter in Champaign County. But you could be in Florida for the winter during the primary. We'll mail your ballot to you.
Again, it doesn't matter about absentee. It's the same thing as vote by mail.
It's the same thing. Right. Vote by mail is the
same
thing.
In this state.
In this state.
Okay.
There were some other states that may have had something different. But again, this is part of the problem with the confusion is that we try to pull ideas or situations that take place in other states and apply them to Illinois, and Illinois law is different.
Okay.
So that's some of the things that I wanted to clarify with you.
Can I duplicate what you send me? Is there no way to duplicate that? In other words, is there a special number for me? How do I, if I get a ballot, and you know how fraud is, people can duplicate stuff pretty close to accurate. How do you know I don't do two ballots?
So you're only going to get one ballot in.
But what if I could go to Kinko's or make a...
Yeah, you can go try to... Stevie, you can try to come up with these one-offs or these crazy ideas that other folks are going to go...
People get prosecuted for it.
They're going to go to jail for it, or these ridiculous things that they may come up with. But those are one-off type of things. And the security measures for vote by mail are primarily on the back end. You can go mail off. If I mail you your ballot, you go to Kinko's or something and come up with some way to print 100 ballots. You can try to send them in if you want to. But you're going to get one ballot through. Because our software and our voter registration system is going to say Stevie J has already voted. So he's not getting any more votes in. And then I'm going to send those other 99 to Julia Reach, and she's going to come knocking on your door and see if you want to go to federal penitentiary.
She'd come to my house in a horse. That's what she'd do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So you've got that. And there's some level of, but again, you're basing it on what? Do you compare signatures?
Absolutely.
And how can you compare 16,000? I mean, nobody really, I can't read half the signatures I see.
So when we sit down with a Democrat and a Republican, when the ballots come in and the Democrat and Republican sit down on the screen, we put a screen up on the big screen, like on the computer monitor, as well as what they have in front of them as this person has signed on the outside of their ballot. So they compare their signatures, a Democrat and Republican, and I wouldn't say it's, you know, they're not handwriting forensic handwriting analysis type of thing.
But
that's
you're going
not
to every,
going
I don't see how you have the time to do that.
Well, that's what the process demands. And so we set up several different locations, and our election judges come in and they do a wonderful job and sit for hours, two of them at a time, and they sit there as a Democrat and Republican and go through signature after signature after signature. It does take time, but it does get done. And this is part of the process, part of that security process that's important, and also why we have to stop with this notion that the elections are not safe or there's cheating going on. Our election judges are your neighbors. They're your friends and family. And so if we're saying that if our election is somehow fraught with fraud or cheating, what you're saying is that your neighbors, your family members and friends are the ones trying to cheat you out of your vote, and they're Democrats and Republicans. I think that's dangerous. That leads to a lot of things that we're seeing across the country where my colleagues are being threatened, they're being followed, people are leaving the profession or leaving this industry in droves, and all that institutional knowledge is leaving. And whether you're Democrat or Republican, if we lose faith in our electoral process, then what do we have in the United States?
I think the looser things are, and this is like a 50-plus day process now for voting, isn't it, with early
40.
Vote? 40? It's not over 50. I thought it was two weeks after the election.
Right, the 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just wondering, the looser that is, the more you can get conspiracy theories and people doubting processes, because sometimes what you draw it up doesn't always work all the time, because sometimes there's breakdowns.
That's why it's so important for me to come on the show, why I called you out on DWS so I can get on this show as well, because you all have to get your information from the local authorities. We control elections in Illinois from the bottom up. Each election authority controls, cast and counts those votes. So it's not like you have somebody in Springfield or Washington or some stranger someplace else. It is us. It's the people that you run into at the grocery store, at the ballpark or wherever. We're the ones that's handling the ballots, counting and everything. So the process is a safe and secure process. As it's not loosey-goosey in the way that you may be describing it. It's actually very structured.
Well,
we have calendar dates and everything that we have to meet.
Marty had texted in at 359-2255 where we're welcoming comments from our listeners. In this day and age, there's probably software that could analyze handwriting more expeditiously, right?
Well, one thing that I will say that I'm adamant about, paper ballots and making sure that human beings are still part of the process. I am not a big AI person. I don't want to vote in cyberspace. I want us to make sure that we can see what's happening. So I'm not as inclined to, I don't know enough about that technology to say whether
I support it. The handwriting analysis.
I mean, you could probably run these things through in a blip. It'd say there's seven that have a question. I mean, that might be faster.
But then we have a process of even going back to the individuals who are challenged. So if you send in your vote by mail ballot and there's a challenge, or the Democrat and the Republican say, hey, I don't think this matches, then we send out a message to that individual, say, hey, can you come in here and resolve this issue, either update your signature or verify that it's you. So there's processes that we have on the back end as well.
I just liked Election Day, Aaron.
Sure.
I loved Election Day. And
you
still
have Election Day.
I don't like
it
the 40
like
day
election
plus
season.
2 weeks. I think if you can't get your ballot in before Election Day, man, you're late. I mean,
I understand. So what you need to do is
I
have a state
I want to know the results that night.
Show.
Okay, we need the
to come and change that,
I guess it's Mary Miller. Uh-huh. No, that's a federal. We need our state rep. Chapin Rose, right? He's my senator.
Chapin is your senator. Well,
I'd like to have the results. We used to have a midnight. We used to know who won.
Yeah.
See, I don't know where you're getting this from, Stevie. The 14-day window has been in place for decades. Long before vote by mail came into place, 14-day window after the election was for provisional ballots to be resolved.
So that's if you true. Come in that's true. And however, you vote in person, it doesn't have the earth-shaking results. It weren't 5,000 that came in those days.
Sure, but it was still 14 days. You could not certify the
election. It was like a couple hundred votes, though. It wasn't going to shake up.
No. But Stevie, see, your point was whether or not how long it lasted. So 14 days has always been in place. So you could not certify, whether it was Gordy, Mark, or me, you could not certify the election until 14 days after the election.
I get it. But again, it was pretty much mathematical. Right. You're the winners. The winners are up by 1,000 votes. They're not going to lose.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I can see your point. Okay. Right. I can see your point. But the same thing for the vote by mail. I think it's important that we have that understanding that vote by mail was not the reason that we had this 14-day window. It was there for provisional ballots.
Well, with more and more in COVID and all the things that happened, now there's a huge impact after the election. There's a lot of thousands of votes coming in now.
There's another question from a listener. How do we decipher that students aren't voting twice, like voting here at school and then, mail from their home city?
You had mentioned you're going to risk a felony if you do. Oh, yeah. Now, however, this is an impossible question, and there's no way you can know this, but at 6:45, somebody in line at the U of I can register to vote and vote. Sure. How do I know he didn't vote absentee? And is anybody ever going to know Naperville has a vote from Bob who voted also at 6:45 when you can't check it that quick?
Well, so listen, I think that there's a need for, I spoke of the bottom-up process. And I like the bottom-up process where we have local control. But I also see when places like Washington and Colorado, those places that have been doing vote by mail, Washington, Oregon, have been doing it for 23 years. So I think the statewide process where the state has the entire voter registration database. So if Stevie votes in Champaign and tries to drive to Chicago in an hour and a half, everybody in Chicago knows that you've already voted in the state of Illinois. So I do think there's a top-down system that we could probably implement at some point going forward to help alleviate all of those particular loopholes. But again, the security being charged, or the concept or the idea of being charged with a felony or spending 5 years in the federal penitentiary for every vote that you cast intentionally is a huge deterrent.
Intentionally. The guy could say I forgot.
Sure.
But I mean, I'm just saying that's a loose thing that's going to make a difference. I don't know. Hmm. But the other issue that I just think that the distrust of all this, and again, it's both sides. I mean, this thing's been going on since probably the year 2000, the Al Gore, George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. People have been saying, we got Russia interference. I mean, that thing's been going on, part of the lexicon, which isn't good. I mean, we ought to be able to talk about stuff like we're doing now, but it doesn't mean that, I just think it should be tighter.
I think that we can have conversations about how to make things better, but it only distracts from the conversation when we come up with wild things, or we say things like vote by mail is fraudulent or it's not safe. If you don't have the facts around that, if you put statements like that out, all that does is cause a bunch of turmoil, distrust, and people worked in it.
If the Democrat says, "Hey," but you ought to be able to at some point. It's a fine to question. If you push it to the point of here's the vote, you can count them yourself. I lost student council prom court by one vote.
Right.
I counted them myself. I lost, okay? Yeah. It hurt me, Aaron. So I'm just saying, but as long
as... You're right, though, Steve. It's going to be okay,
man. If we have, who remembers, if we have a system where it isn't as loose, there wouldn't be as much suspicion. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but Stevie, all of this suspicion seems to be coming up now around vote by mail. That is the thing that has taken it to a new height, and that because we didn't have a lot of this before. We can claim about Russian interference and what happened in 2000, but we didn't have a president, for instance, coming on using his bully pulpit as the president of the United States saying that vote by mail is fraudulent. We didn't have
I still have questions on drop boxes now. I mean, I just do. I just think that...
What are your questions?
Well, the question is there's a 2020 huge expose in the New York Post, and you can find it online. A guy, a Democratic operative, explained how they did it. And he said, this is what we do, of course, anonymous, and you can say it's a lie, but it was pretty detailed and verified in some corners to some extent to where you're going, okay, I can see that. They go to the houses, they say, hey, let me do this as a public service. I'll put this in for you.
Oh, you're talking about this is one of the problems that I'm having, Stevie, because this platform that you have and the listeners that you have need to hear facts. We live in the state of Illinois. I don't know where that took place. All right. In Illinois and in Champaign County where we are. The way that the drop boxes work, we send a Democrat and a Republican out there. They go pick pick up the ballots, they put them in a sealed container, they bring them back to us. We make sure that the numbers on the seal match what we sent them out with when they come back.
The signatures on the outside, on the envelope.
No. The seal. So the container that they use to go out and pick up the ballots, there's a seal that we send them out with that has a serial number on it. And the Democrat and the Republican have to sign off on that. They go out to the drop boxes, they put them in the containers, they seal them. If that seal is broken or anything, then we would know that there's a problem. Those seals have never been broken. So only when the Democrat and the Republican bring the ballots back to us, then we open them and begin the processing. The signature verification is later in the process. It does not take place at the drop box.
But again, I don't understand how you'd ever have time to match signatures. There's too many votes.
This is the work that I do.
But
this
you're telling me you take every single vote.
Every single ballot that comes in there has to go through signature verification. Okay. And all you have to do, Stevie, is bring your camera in there,
Why can't we have cameras?
Come on in there and walk and watch the process.
Why don't we camera everything? Why don't we just get the whole darn thing? I mean, everything.
Right. When you're counting, you turn on a camera.
So listen, we've been working on right now doing some sort of streaming so that folks can see what's happening inside the location. One of the problems that I'm having, honestly, is that no matter how hard I try to put out factual information, if there's one little thing that you don't understand because you don't work in elections, so you see, for instance, what happened with Rudy Giuliani and the two African-American women. Rudy had no idea what the heck he was talking about. They were simply trying to do their job, and now look what has happened. So I don't want to open my staff up and the election judges up to that type of ridiculous scrutiny and running their name through the mud for them just trying to do their job. That's why we have to stop this ridiculous notion that there's some sort of cheating that's going on, or that the election judges and the election authorities are conspiring to make anybody win or lose. Come see what happens in the office. Come see what we do on a regular basis, and you'll see hardworking men and women trying to do the best they can, Democrats and Republicans, to have a fair, free, and accessible election.
It's Aaron Ammons.
We got lots of texts coming in.
Go ahead.
Have you got the camera on, Aaron? I just want to note that.
Now the rating just spiked. Put it on
that's
him.
That's right.
There you go.
Essentially, let me just try to lump together the election judge process. Some people, you know, are trying to work together, trying to work in their district. Is there, you know, preference for that? How do you give?
So we would like for a person, if you live in Cunningham 1, we'd like for you to serve as an election judge in Cunningham 1. You're going to know the people, know who lives in that area for the most part. But election judges are somewhat finicky sometimes. I'm not serving there. I refuse to serve there. I'm only going to serve here. We need flexibility because people get sick. We have COVID. We have all kind of different things that come up, or polling location closes. So we do need the judges to be flexible.
So there's also some things about what you can show. And, you know, Tammy is saying there's a health insurance ID card. And, you know, she was no photo required, things like that when you go in to vote. But do you need a photo ID?
No, you do not need a photo ID to vote. Now, there are times when if you come in to vote, there could be something in your file that we have on file that says, hey, you need to ask this person for ID. So on occasion, there's a person that needs to show an ID for some reason based upon what's in their file. But no, you do not need a photo ID to vote.
Have you ever, Aaron Ammons, ever personally picked up a box without having both judges with you?
Picked up a box?
A drop box.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, listen, this is...
That's not how it works, man.
Okay, man, listen, I don't... Again, unless you put me in charge of it, like, who's the... Do you put names out of who the Republican-Democrat judges are?
It's public information.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's cool, because, some Republicans are, well, that's not a real Republican. I mean, you're always going
to
have...
Well, you know, so let me just speak to this from a vote-counting standpoint, because in the room where the tabulation is taking place, there has to be a Democrat and a Republican, so each party has to have a representative. Mr. Dutch Powell has been in the room with us. He is a Vietnam veteran. He is a Republican. He and his wife both have served over and over again with us. And he sits in the room with us while we're doing the counting. So Mark Sheldon's been at the window watching the whole process. He sees exactly what's going on. And when you think about this, we've had over 62,000 people in Champaign County vote by mail. That means that we have cast and counted over 400,000 votes just in the last 5 years of vote by mail. Now, if there was any fraud, any impersonation that was going on, we would have heard about it by now. Believe me, the Republican Party would love to have taken me to court again for something else to try to prove that there was something nefarious going on. That did not happen. So we have safe and secure elections. Vote by mail is safe and secure. Let me just read this to you, because this came from the Illinois Clerk and Recorders Association, which is made up of primarily Republicans. Quote, we, the members of the Illinois Association of County Clerks and Recorders, proclaim to the voters of Illinois that voting by mail is a safe and secure way to cast your vote. Now, that is all of the 102 election authorities and election commissioners, primarily Republican in the state of Illinois, putting that statement out.
But again, I'm talking about loose. You can send me five ballots, six ballots in my house, there's six voters.
Okay.
I might fill them all out.
Right.
That's not fair. I shouldn't do that.
Well, you know,
and you can't check that. But that's what I'm talking about.
Out of my
come
hands.
In. Let me see Aaron Ammons. You vote. I saw you leave. I saw you come. You had to put purple on your finger. I voted. That's something like that. That's what they did in Iraq. Come on, man.
Hey, listen, if you're talking about situations where husbands are threatening wives to make them vote for a certain person, or you're going to strong arm everybody in your family.
Or maybe
and take
they don't
their
even see the
them.
Mail. Right, they might not even see the mail.
Right.
Because I pick up the mail.
So you're speaking to some pretty despicable type of behavior.
So. But those things, that's what I'm saying, is that the word loose is it's not as tight as the election day of, 2023 is November 7, and you go and you vote, and it's 7 days before and 12, 14 after with all the provisional, but the mail-in rocks the election to the point it's a big deal. I know it's easier. We were in COVID. I get all that. But again, I just personally like to be a little tighter.
And there's nothing wrong with you, Stevie, going to go vote in person. You have every option to vote in person. We still have early voting options and election day options. No one is obligated to vote by mail. It's just more efficient. We get more turnout. We get more people to participate. I think it's the most democratic way to do things. And it saves us money. You have no idea how expensive it is for us to run these elections, to set up polling locations. And we can do so at a much cheaper rate, and we can get more people to participate. I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
More people talking about the postmark by 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. on election day, right?
I don't get a postmark on my mail anymore. What happened to the postmark?
I don't get a postmark. Any ballot that comes in has to be postmarked on or before election day.
Okay.
Right? And so the boxes, for instance, the drop boxes close at 7 p.m. You cannot use a drop box after 7 p.m. on election day, just like the other polling locations close at 7 p.m. on election day.
More, why can't we know the winner that night like we used to?
You did not know the winner that night.
But, I mean,
officially, but now it really does change a lot of totals.
I mean, we used to work in radio.
All right, let me get this one. This says from Caleb. Hey, Aaron Ammons, I admire the heck out of you for going on this radio show that often spreads misinformation or unchecked facts and explain to them how the democratic process actually works. I commend you. So
well,
there
you
go. There you go.
Okay,
that's also, Caleb has never listened, and he'll probably never listen again until you're on. So
but you can always hear our show at stevieJay.com to re-listen.
There are bad things that happen. We know that. And there are people that have been prosecuted. I got a list of 1,486. That have actually gone to jail for voter fraud. So it's not like it doesn't happen. It's just to what extent and to what effect it has on the election.
When you make a statement like that, though, was that all connected to VBM, to vote by mail, or was that some in-person stuff? Because, see, this same group of people would be complaining about dead people voting in Chicago.
Well, that happens.
So in-person.
We got a text about a dead person.
See what I'm saying? So this is just a new sexy thing to
attack. Why don't you say purge? Why can't
I just think it's a. I think it's an inflammatory word. It's maintenance.
Okay.
Right?
All right. So purge is.
And so look, let's just deal with this voter impersonation. Now, the Brennan Center put out this report years ago that says that you have 0.0025%. So in the state of Oregon, they've been voting for 23 years by mail. They've had 14 cases of voter impersonation. 14 out of hundreds of millions of votes cast. Right. So as a policymaker or even as the clerk, I am going to make sure that I'm protecting the security of our elections. But when it comes to how much time and how much energy I'm going to spend on something, it's not going to be the thing that is 0.0002.5%. Right. I'm going to pay attention to that. But the thing that I have to pay attention to is the fact that the people want this. It's spreading all over the country. It's working. So in Oregon for 23 years, Stevie, have you heard some massive fraud taking place in Oregon? Did you know that Utah is all vote by mail, which is a red state? Did you know that Utah is all vote by mail? You see what I mean? So we get into these conversations and come up with these things that are that I don't know, and boost your ratings or whatever. You could have just said,
I don't do it.
You could have just put a picture.
I do it because I have suspicions. I also think John Kennedy wasn't shot by a single guy. So there, okay. You got that going on.
Okay, I got you.
I just question things, and I think it's good to be curious and good to question. I think it's good to have the dialogue to go back and forth and talk about it.
When you ask good questions, you talked about like the students. How does this work? This is something that I think needs to be looked at to be sure.
Can I feed them? Is that legal? I mean, I know that happens. Okay. So yeah. I can run for something and bring a party to the thing to get them to come for pizza.
No. Right. If you're candidate, if you're the candidate, no.
That's you happened, cannot. No. That's you're happened. Not supposed I know to that's do that happened.
If you're the candidate.
Right, with
now,
pizza
things
handed
have
out.
Happened.
But, I mean, but you would discourage that. The candidate's not supposed to do that. So, they're not supposed to hand a pizza, and I know that happened. So it's a slip. You would not say do that.
No, I would not encourage anyone to do that. That would be considered, in my opinion, that could be considered
electioneering.
Right.
And you're not supposed to be near, signs not supposed to be near the voting booth within how many
feet?
Okay. He knows the number.
Exactly.
All right. So that's a no-no, but it does happen, and I know that that's...
Sure.
All right. So how
what about a laminated card with all the things filled out?
Wait a minute. We'll come back to that. What happened? Where does this happen with the pizza being passed
students.
Out? Students. In-person voting.
True.
Right? Exactly. You ain't passing out pizza to people that's voting by mail.
But the laminated thing where they were told who to vote for is like, yikes. Come on,
that's,
man.
That's party stuff, man.
I know.
That's what that is.
Dang it. Why are you such a lemming? Follow everybody. Vote for who you want.
Right.
Come on, man.
Hey, listen. I think that people should make informed decisions about who they vote for, right? Because voting is supposed to be about your representation, the person who's going to represent you. And then to me, it's your money. This is my money, my tax dollars that's paying your salary. Or that you're using to distribute to different places. I want to know where my money is going. My vote counts. And so it doesn't mean I'm not going to just get here and say to somebody that they ought to just vote Democrat or vote Republican. That's not my position.
All right.
So there's another text about, have we closed polling locations, especially in the rural areas like Rantoul and Penfield, to consolidate polling places these days?
Absolutely. We've done this several times. Two reasons. One, we lose locations. So during COVID, we lost like 11 or 12 different locations that we just couldn't use anymore. So we had to do consolidation. We do it in the consolidated election. The statute allows us to take contiguous precincts and bring them into one location because the turnout was so low. So we didn't want to waste tax dollars. So yes, we do consolidation. And now that the vote by mail list is growing with 16,000 people, that's 16,000 voters who would not be going into a polling location. So we're trying to save and be good stewards of the tax dollars by not wasting money in the most efficient way for us to run an election from the standpoint of the stress and the money that we spend is to run it through a vote by mail process.
Somebody says you were handing out campaign literature for you at the Illini Union. Is that true?
It depends on where that was. I could have been out there at the Illini Union.
I mean, you can be a certain distance from that.
As long as I was 100 feet
away
from it.
So it's fine to hand it out if you're 100 feet.
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't
Absolutely.
See, that's not, okay.
When will cameras be used to watch the mail-in vote counting?
So we're working on something right now.
We can get the money if we need the money.
Okay, well,
money.
If you send the money, Stevie, I think we might be on to something.
I mean, because it's just cameras. You can get good cameras, and it looks pretty good. And you're still not going to know and hear and see, and you're not. It's just look watching you guys
tell
sit
me
there.
This, Stevie. So if I videotape what's happening in the office, and I do 8 hours or 10 hours of the 4 hours of actual processing, when you can see the people checking the signature
verification. No idea what they're doing. You can't see a thing that way.
Well,
ma'am,
if you see, that's my point.
Yeah.
And that's our concern, is that people watching have no idea what's really going
on.
Can
you say the camera should be overhead?
Well, I mean, still can't see it. I mean, I don't think you could see close enough. I mean, can I come and look over your shoulder?
So we don't, you're not going to be able to breathe over my shoulder, but we create spaces where you can see what's happening. I'm not going to bring you in and put you behind a pole and you can't see what's going on.
Okay.
We do have to protect the integrity and the safety and security of the process and of the voters. So we don't want you to see their name and who they voted for and things like that. But you'll be able to see the ballots, how we're processing the ballots. You'll see the two judges doing the signature verification. You'll be able to see the signature and see for yourself whether or not they're matching.
Aaron Ammons, good chat and lots of response. And
I learned a lot.
Yeah.
So that's why I called you out, so I can go.
Man, I wouldn't go.
And you don't need to call us out.
No, it's okay.
Simple.
Angela
and
good,
I have been visiting
I've
back and forth.
Ask you some hard questions. I've pointed questions.
Absolutely.
I haven't been too softball on you. I'm just asking the stuff.
I don't expect that.
The fact that you said I probably called the cybersecurity too early is because a lot of people say he's never wrong. You just said I probably should have waited.
So they said that I'm never wrong?
Because I guess.
Wow, I got to tell my. Carol, are you listening?
Yeah, right. Carol, he's never wrong. So you can't ever win an argument again, ever. Okay, so thank you for driving to Philo. We appreciate
it very much.
And I guess I can't play any Stevie because I just played it.
There you go.
But you're on WEFT.
WEFT, 90.1 FM,
are you
second
guys,
and fourth Saturday, 8 to 10 a.m.
I mean, I think politically we're probably absolute opposite, but you're not no police, no borders, no prisons, are you kind of guy, right? I mean,
I think that there's some
it's
things
too
that
far.
I look at that there's got to be a protection of your home and your home where you are. So I think that there's going to be policies that have to be common sense policies that keep your country safe. So whether you were in Niger or if you're in Ghana or if you're in the United States, everybody's going to have the same conversation. So I think those conversations should take place. What I'm concerned about is when things are just polarized all the way to one side or the other, right? I think our politics should be, I'm a Democrat. I consider myself a progressive Democrat. But I don't agree with everything that Democrats do or say, right? And I don't disagree with everything that Republicans say.
But the progressives is just too far, Aaron.
It depends. I mean, it depends on what the issue you're talking about.
Defund police.
No, I don't. I'm not.
No prisons. I don't know what we're going to do. Right. And I don't believe in an open border stuff. That's right. I don't like
so the
all
open
that.
Border stuff, the foreign policy stuff is something that's probably, a different conversation for me. I can't say that I have dived deeply into all of that and understand it
you
enough
have to
have
fill out the
a
papers
thorough
to come to America. I'm all for immigrants.
Well, so I have to back
maybe another
from.
Day.
I'm not supporting. I'm not a defund the police type of guy. I think that there's a service that police officers offer for our community. But I also believe in accountability.
Sure. I don't think that's why we wear cameras. Cameras on the, that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, as long as they keep them on, right? Well. But I don't believe in qualified immunity. I don't think that a police officer should just be able to just kill somebody and be immune
to it. Yeah, but you'll never get a police officer because they're going to be sued and they'll lose everything they own. So, I mean, I'm glad we could talk. I really am.
Sure. Well, I mean, you got to find a space to compromise in some of those places to see how you can still serve the people. Because at the end of the day, the job that I do now is to in service to the people and the taxpayers of Champaign County, period.
All right, Aaron Ammons, county clerk, circuit clerk, double duty.
County clerk and recorder.
Right. Not
county clerk and recorder
yes.
of deeds.
That's right.
And that's been okay. combined. That's
hey, right. thank you for driving down.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it very
We're doing
much.
A press conference this morning at 11 a.m. at Brookings, dealing with elections, security, election integrity.
November 7th is a small one, though, right?
This November 7th.
Don't we have an election November
7th? No elections this year. See, Stevie, this is why I'm saying why you do radio broadcasting and I'm the clerk.
There you go.
Well, we're going to have a lot of action next year. That's going to be a big year. That's a big year. Presidential elections always are, so that'll be
yes,
a big
indeed.
One.
Yes, indeed. Right.
Thanks for coming down, Ben.
Yes, indeed.
ChampaignCountyClerk.com to get in touch.
ESPN 93.5.
Tabman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild, but they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find booths at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selection. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pards in Urbana, 306 North Maple. You can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers Don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great. And call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my brand new podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast, is launching on the Fox News Podcast Network. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham and Urbana or online at BlossomBasket.com.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com. INS.com.
Okay, so that was fun. I mean, again, people said I'm too softball to do an interview like that, and maybe I was, but I think we asked some hard questions. I think we got some hard texts.
Yeah.
And we ask them. You might not like the answer, but mm-hmm. we got them.
Mm-hmm.
We ask these hard questions.
That's right.
Anyway, appreciate him driving to Philo and being in our new studios here in downtown Philo.
Absolutely.
ESPN 93.5. I didn't even do sports. That's all right. Cubs. Oh.
Yeah. Too bad about the Cubs, but they're going to face Atlanta again. 6:20 start on US 105.9.
It was a really, 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 really hard loss for the Cubbies last night. Now, what they've got to do is shake it off
mm-hmm.
because it's too important. They could lose this thing.
Well, like five games less.
Five games less, but they should have won the game. They had a fly ball that was just not caught.
Right.
And they lost in the bottom.
Milwaukee was cheering, even though St. Louis came out on top yesterday, beating the Brewers.
All right, here's your weather.
Hello, we'll get everyone. Let's check.
Hold on. Too many things going on with that. The Stevie Wonder going on.
Yeah, that's right. Illinois football is coming up on Saturday. That's in West Lafayette against Purdue with a 2:30 kickoff.
Okay, now we check Greg.
Hello again, everyone.
I just messed it up. Greg Soya coming up after this. Stand by ESPN 93.5.
Do you have heart failure? Retin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Panama vicinity still in the grip of this upper circulation, slowly augering its way down to the Ohio the next 18 to 24 hours. And a big warm ridge of high pressure takes hold, and it's a late summer feel around these parts. It takes us through the middle part of next week, at least for openers. For the day-to-day, partly sunny, a couple of isolated to widely scattered showers and thunderstorms break out later this morning. And best coverage is in here for this afternoon over about half the area with a high up to 74 on a light southeast to east wind. Couple of showers, thunderstorms, and spots early on tonight. Patchy late-night fog down to 59 for the low. Tomorrow becoming partly cloudy as some patchy fog early in the day. The high up to 75. Here comes the warm-up for Friday and into the weekend. Highs near 80 with sunshine after a fog patch or two early Friday. Weekend forecast here and over at West Lafayette. Sunny, warm, and 81. Sunday up to 82. Low to mid-80s Monday to Wednesday next week. Couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm the second half of next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
I mean, again, I'm probably not going to agree with Aaron Ammons on a whole lot of political things, but he's a human that came and, you know, we're probably opposites. You can say I'm a misinformation bad guy, whatever you want to think I am, but I don't do things for ratings. I don't do stuff like that. We don't do bits, you know. We just try and get to the truth.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is there's plenty of voter fraud that does happen. Now, it might not be enough to swing an election, but there's stuff going on. And I think the question, what happened with Donald Trump, is like, you know, some sort of crime now, because there was something that happened in Michigan and in Milwaukee and Detroit in 2 hours time that really swung the election in between 3 and 5 a.m. So to not have a, if you have a, you know, a horse in the race, you want to say, well, I don't think that was fair. And everybody's emotional.
Well, there is a headline this week from the Chicago Trib. Use of the 14th Amendment to keep Trump off the 2024 ballot.
Well,
still under debate in Illinois.
They're trying to say he was an insurrectionist.
Right.
And that whole thing, you can't even question.
For January 6th. Yeah.
Again, there's a whole lot there. And you say, is it conspiracy, misinformation, or is it actually true? Again, if you look at some of the interviews that have been conducted from that day, we still don't have answers to a whole lot of that. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of time they could have guarded the Capitol. They did not. And I still don't know why. Nancy Pelosi was in charge of that order. Why weren't there National Guard? They tried to take the White House one time. They had 1,000 people there to protect it. You could have had 1,000 people. I don't understand that.
Right.
So I have questions. And does that make me a conspiracy guy? No. It's just that I don't necessarily believe from a Republican or a Democrat exactly what they say.
Right.
I am just, you know, disgruntled with a lot of Republicans in Washington.
I think the long story short is we need to take an active role and really research things. And if you want to be an election judge, by all means, step up. I mean, get in the weeds on this. Learn and, you know, ask Aaron questions. I mean, I'm getting lots of texts saying we did a good job.
Well, I appreciate it. We will definitely have him back. I mean, I think that was a ratings bonanza.
I mean,
we had people listening to this that have never listened to us in their life.
It's just great to get his perspective on everything.
Well, they ought to get our perspective on stuff, too.
Right.
And that was a good, a lot of times, if you're progressive, I'll have a hard time talking to you because we're so different on our realm of what we believe. He wasn't defund police. I don't know if that makes him a true progressive.
Right.
The true progressives, maybe they're shifting because
they see.
It sounds
like his answer was more accountability is good for everybody.
Well, sure.
And, yeah. You know, of course, you can keep in touch with, you know, and research online a lot of this stuff, too. So we appreciate everybody chiming in. So,
yeah, somebody said
we need more election judges.
Yeah, we do need we have to get more election judges. I mean, we really do. And then if you're really unhappy, then put your name in, man. Go run for something.
Right.
We do need you. Okay. That was fun. All right, we'll be back tomorrow.
Listen
tomorrow?
To the show Thursday? Anytime at steviejay.com. Today is Wednesday the 27th.
Thank you.
Okay. So John Decker tomorrow. And did you know from
Nathanielson.
7:50.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you back on the radio tomorrow, 7 to 9. Have a great Wednesday.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit cuhabitat.org.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99, code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Philip Ovadia with OSF Healthcare. As a cardiac surgeon, I'm here to talk to you today about being heart healthy and how to stay off my operating table. And this really starts with paying attention to what you're eating. Eat whole, real food. Eat the things that grow in the ground, and eat the things that eat the things that grow in the ground. You also want to be paying close attention to how much activity you're getting and how much sleep you're getting. These are going to be the pillars that are going to keep you healthy. One of the best ways to stay off the operating table is to screen for heart disease early. And to do so, I recommend coronary artery calcium CT scans, which are available at OSF. If you want to learn more, reach out to the cardiac team at OSF Healthcare.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.